Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke from the Greater Baltimore Community Housing Resource Board, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Makumbo O'Malley, who is head of Architecton, but he's here today to represent the Baltimore County NAACP and to talk to us about the various great things the NAACP is doing in our community. So, Mac, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you so much for coming. First of all, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about Architecton?
Architecton is a development and construction management firm located here in Baltimore City. We've been in business for about almost 12 years from different spectrum. We do housing development and currently working on some interesting projects.
Uh-huh. Is your work, you do public and private stuff, right?
Currently, we're doing mostly private.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're buying lots and build ourselves. Same time, just take it as an artist, you know, you buy your canvas, you paint it, you know. So that's what we're doing in order to really fulfill our sense of design and, you know, communities.
Uh-huh. I know that you're originally from Texas?
I was born in Nigeria. Uh-huh. Family migrated out here. That was in 74. So from Houston, down here in Baltimore, but my whole family, they're all in Dallas.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So Nigeria, that's football, right?
Yeah, it's football and so many other things.
yes, among other things. I think I've got football on the mind since my kids now are
that's
football.
That's right, yeah, the Green Eagles, yeah.
That's right. How can somebody get in touch with you, Architecton?
Architecton, you can reach us at 410-752-5333 or check our website, architecton.com.
And that's spelled?
A-R-C-H-I-T-E-K-O-N.
Architecton. Yeah. Okay, that's 410-752-5333.
That's right.
Okay, or www.architecton.
That's right.
.com. Great. I know that you've been affiliated with both the state NAACP and the Baltimore County NAACP for a number of years.
Correct.
Could you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, I was their housing chair for Maryland State Conference NAACP for about 8 years. After that, last term, someone has won the election, so since then I've been there concentrating on the county as the first vice president of Baltimore County NAACP. I'm more interested or focused on Baltimore County issues as regards to housing.
Uh-huh. What are the major issues?
The major issues in housing, as we all know, is affordability.
Yeah.
In short, as you know, HUD, it's been so, HUD, they've been focusing on low income and Maryland also, you know, but especially Baltimore. Baltimore has been very mm-hmm. good providing low income, affordable housing. But the issue that we really have is with the middle class, for example, the fireman, the teacher, the nurse, and there are other government agency workers that really can't afford their 300,000, 400,000 homes. While that being, escalation, land cost, availability of land, zoning issues, policy issues that governs developers buying lots, building. So that's really the issue we have right now in Baltimore yeah. County. We can't afford homes.
Yeah, and it pushes... It pushes people either to other areas, but it means that as you've said, the policeman or the fireman or the teacher or the nurse that is critical to our community, to Baltimore County, can't even live there and has to live very far away, which makes them more tired when they get to work, which makes
That's
them
right.
disconnected from the community.
That's right.
That doesn't work for anybody.
It sure doesn't. Because if we talk about family value and all, you know, yeah. All this plays a role. If you have a fireman or a policeman that lives in Pennsylvania and drives up to York and all, if you calculate the hour spent, on the road.
Right.
And also that time to pick up the child after school. You put the cost together, you find out that it's really very expensive for the county and also the individuals moving out of the county area to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
To enable them to afford their American dream, buying a home.
Yeah. What do you think should be done?
Well, the fact is that, last year, ULI did workshops all over the state called Reality Check.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they did recommend then to Governor Alec what need to be done so we can address this issue. I know County Executive Smith is also aware of the problem, and according to all indications, they are working towards it. But again, the process is long, so I don't think people can wait too long. We have to find out from zoning issues how we can implement some restrictions. So that will allow developers to develop affordable homes. In short, even the National Home Builders Association here in Maryland, they're also very involved. It's kind of surprising that they'll be involved. Again, they know what the issue is.
Right.
It's not just one solution for everything. We all have to chip in and really raise the awareness that we really have this problem.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and the important thing is for people to get involved.
It sure is. Yeah. It sure is. It is. On one side, it's great that the property value is going up.
Right.
We just experienced a real estate dip. But the other end too is trying to get young families, to be able to afford their, what we call a portion of the pie. Everyone wants a home.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Even a starter home is beyond the reach of a lot of people now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about a starter home, 1,700 square foot home, probably start price about 300. So for 300, it takes a lot, to make that payment. No matter how creative the finances are, to buy a home for 300,000 for a family making about 65, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. The recent media attention on subprime, the problems with subprime loans, and with a lot of the lenders of subprime loans going under or having extreme problems, this is another indication of how tough it is for this is part of the affordability crisis.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It sure is. And not only that, too, with the lending practice right now, the target is towards some minority target group.
Right.
When they come in, the loan is very attractive. You have all kinds of program that will lure them into, getting $300,000 or $400,000 home with no down payment, with AMPS, before they know it, after 2 years, the rate goes up, without notice. So that's another problem we have right now in housing markets, whereby we'll probably see more foreclosures as time goes on if we don't have a source to really rescue these citizens.
Yeah, and the studies have shown that, and the data coming out on the defaults are showing that it's disproportionately minorities.
It sure is. It sure is.
Yeah.
Again, the availability of loan, access to adequate loan, they all count towards what happened to the market.
What does the county NAACP advocate at this point?
Right now, what we're seeing is last year we had a foreclosure problem whereby before it came to us, it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
This family, they've owned the home for almost 12 years. Something happened, they refinanced, so they thought they had enough time to repay their equity and all.
Mm-hmm.
But it so happened that the loan was very attractive and they didn't read the fine lines. Before they know it, they were being foreclosed on.
Mm. What a shame.
Well, that's the market.
Yeah. But they owned the home for 12 years.
Yeah, they owned their home for 12 years. Imagine, property value really went up for the past 8 years, really. Homes, for example, the first home we bought in Catonsville, we bought it for about, $84,000. Just a couple of years ago, that house was appraised for almost $300,000.
Wow.
So, it's very incentive. I mean, the incentive of buying a home is there, but again, if you're not careful, you probably just lose what you really sweat for.
Yeah. What would you advise our listeners to do to help? I mean, what can our listeners do to help?
Well, I think, first of all, before any listener buys a home, if you are there in the market to buy a home, it's to take your time. You have excitement when you open the door. You see these flashy ornaments and all. Mm-hmm. But take your time, sleep on it. At the same time, it doesn't hurt. That's something, you know, buyers should know too. It doesn't hurt to have an attorney, a real estate attorney with you when you go to buy a home. So he can read, or she can read the fine prints, know where the pitfalls are. Then at the same time, to talk to your accountant or someone that manages your account to see if really you can afford it. If you can't, there's nothing, just living in an apartment, where you can save enough, then to move into a home. It's not something you should hurry over. It's one of the largest investment you probably will ever make. So it's to be real, you have to know what you're doing to get into it.
Yeah, good advice. And I suppose they should call the NAACP for more information.
Yeah, in short, you can call us for more information on their 410-747-7200, or you can reach me at 443-857-1489.
Okay, that's 410-747-7200.
7200.
For the Baltimore County NAACP.
Yeah.
Or 443-857-1489 to talk to you directly.
That's right.
We've got about a minute and a half left, Mac. What does the NAACP have coming up?
Well, we have the AXO program coming up, once a year competition for the youth. We've been very successful for the past two competition. That's something else too. We need Baltimore County students to come out and show their creativity. Get your kids enrolled in AXO program. It's very, very important. We've had students through our program became something, in the world of arts and also sciences. So please get in touch with us too. Our competition comes up in June, and we're starting our county competition in May.
So now would be the time to get in touch?
Sure, it sure is.
And they should call that main number?
You call the main number or call my cell phone. That's 443-857-1489.
Okay. And that's open to all?
Yeah, it's open to all. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's 9th through 12th grade.
Grades 9th through 12th.
That's right.
That sounds wonderful. That's a great competition nationally.
It sure is. In short, I think that's what really revives me every year. Once you attend our competition, you come back, you see so many positive things, happening with our kids out there. So it's not just 6 o'clock news, where we see our kids. You'll be proud. It's overwhelming. There's no word to explain it. We've had kids. One of our artists spent last year in France, going through so many other programs.
That's wonderful. And that number, one more time, is 410-747-7200 for the NAACP, or 443-857-1489.
That's right.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mac. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I wanted to thank our guest, Mr. Mac O'Malley, who's head of Architecton and representing the Baltimore County NAACP.
Thank you,
Mac. Keep up your good work for all of us.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you. And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.